If you're looking for permission to do differently in your life or follow your heart on something or set out and embark on some new adventure, you're going to love this conversation. Today, I'm joined by Paige Roderman. She's a mom. She has a creative entrepreneurial spirit and a passion for business development. And she serves business owners with day-to-day operations through her online VA business and more that you're going to hear about in this episode. She has supported me in my business, and I know firsthand she is a gem. The passion and energy that she brings to her work and service is above and beyond. Super refreshing. Paige is also a lifepreneur. As you listen to our conversation, be listening for her commitment to innovate, to create, and to adapt to her life circumstances in a way that makes her feel aligned with her values and alive in her being. She's a delight. You're going to love her. I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently, the Lifepreneur Podcast. I'm a hyperachiever turned lifepreneur, and after a decade of coaching ambitious leaders, I'm convinced we are far closer than we realize to what we deeply desire, and it's a willingness to do differently that can change everything. This podcast is for the everyday leader ambitious for a rich, out-of-the-box life. This is your weekly nudge and reminder to take a risk to build a life that is uniquely bold, authentic, and in alignment with your deepest values. Hey, Paige, welcome to Differently.
Hi.
I'm so excited that you're here. So for those of you listening, Paige and I have worked together. I hired her to be my VA and do some all kinds of different things you've helped me with. Gosh, mostly over the last year, I think it was. I'm not even sure when we started.
Yeah, anyways. I feel like I've known you forever, though.
I feel like that too. So Paige is awesome. So not only did we work together, but then we just kind of built a friendship relationship from there. And she's on a unique journey. You know, we talk a lot about lifepreneurship on the podcast. And Paige, you're really somebody who I see is out there really innovating and creating life and making sure things line up with your values. And I'm excited for you to share your journey with the listeners today. So I'm excited for them to meet you. So tell us a little bit about, where you are in your life right now. Give them a snapshot of what life looks like for you right now.
Okay. So I've kind of just entered into a new chapter. I recently moved from Florida to Indiana. I moved here because my ex-husband and I, we share a child, and he is from Louisville, Kentucky, and his entire family's here. This is where he grew up, and he got a job offer here and asked me if I would move so that we could continue co-parenting our son. And so I sold my house, packed up everything, and moved out here. And I really know no one except for his family, which we have a great relationship. So I'm able to, you know, work with his family and stuff like that. And we're able to communicate well and just do everything for our son. So I've started this new journey in a new town. As you mentioned, I'm a virtual assistant, so I work remotely. So it's been a little bit difficult meeting people, trying to make friends and stuff like that. But I'm open to this new chapter, and I'm excited to see where things go. So I love, you know, going to new places, exploring new things. And I had been in the Tampa area for like, I don't know, 10, 12 years. So I knew it like the back of my hand. So coming to a new space and buying a new house and just doing new. It's been really fun. But there have been some challenges, but we're working through it. And that's kind of where I'm at personally.
How old is your son?
He is 3.5. He will be 4 in December.
Yeah. So he's still young. And tell us a little bit, because the other thing that's new is your business is pretty new.
Yeah. So, I was working as a VA. So I had, my son, his name is Robert. I had him, and I was planning on being just a stay-at-home mom and, you know, really soaking up all the time with him and enjoying being home. But, it was about 3 months after I had him, I was really wanting to go back to work or just do something. So I actually, a friend mentioned that she was a virtual assistant and she had just started, and I looked into it. Seemed like a great fit because it was, you know, flexible, work from home, kind of make your own hours. The work seemed to be in line with what I had done previously. So it just lined up to be a great fit. And I started working with a company that kind of matched me with leads. So I would be matched with clients and they would kind of facilitate the relationship and then send us on our way, and I would just be working for them. So it's been 3 years. In October of last year, I left that company that I was contracted with and just started my own thing, and it's been great. I love it. I'm really, really, really passionate about virtual assisting, being a virtual assistant, how it helps small business owners. So it just made sense for me to try to go out on my own and do my own thing. And it's been great.
So was there, like, did you always have an inkling that this is what you would be doing for your work in your life? Or was that kind of a surprise?
So before I became a virtual assistant, I was an executive assistant. So I've kind of been doing this for a while. Before that, I worked in retail and customer service. So I've always been like just great with, you know, customer service, customer facing stuff. And then my degree is in business. So I've, you know, studied that and really been passionate about people that, you know, take that leap to start their own business and entrepreneurs and stuff like that. So this just made sense, bringing those two things together, you know, helping the client and then helping the business owner and me having my own business. So, yeah, it just kind of all came together. And actually how I kind of started was one of my, a guy I knew back in Tampa, he reached out after I had Robert and said, my friend is looking for some admin support. And he knew me in my previous job and, decided to connect us. And I started working for him as a virtual assistant. And that's, it kind of like all fell into place. I know that sounds like ridiculous, but it kind of just happened that way, where it was just one referral and things kind of took off. So yeah, I've been extremely fortunate in that regard.
Did you see yourself as an entrepreneur? Like, did you see yourself becoming an entrepreneur one day? Or was that something that sort of just arrived and you're like, oh yeah, I'm doing this?
No, my goal has always been to have my own boutique. So I would love to have a shop that has like just gifts, knickknacks, candles, stuff like that, jewelry, almost like a Francesca's, but owned by me and run by me. That has always been a goal of mine. So I've always had this entrepreneurial spirit. I just didn't know how to kind of channel it. And with virtual assisting, there's no startup costs. It's just a computer and a phone and, you know, doing some social media and putting yourself out there. Unlike a boutique where you've got to put all this money, invest in all this, you know, merchandise and rent a brick and mortar and do all this stuff. It just seems so risky. So I took this virtual assisting route just because I have experience being an assistant and there was no startup cost. So I was like, let me just try it. Let me see, you know, how it goes. And it's been great. So I kind of just took that entrepreneurial spirit and kind of found the correct avenue to kind of channel all of that.
Channel it. I love that. So tell us some of the challenges that have happened for you along the way. Cause I know you and I talked about, you know, when we were talking about having you come on the podcast and, you shared that like it hasn't always been easy, and that you've kind of chosen in your life to take the high road or to do things differently. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, more specifically, when I was married, I, you know, we had our son, and then my ex-husband and I, he has a lot of mental issues that didn't kind of come to the surface until after we were married. And I really tried my best to support him and get him help. But oftentimes, especially in this case, he chose his self over, you know, what he wanted rather than getting help to show up for me and the family. And so that was really difficult. So I ended up, you know, parting ways with him through a divorce. And I always, you know, told him, like, you know, I always want to be your friend. I always want to be here for you. You're not a bad person. This is just, you're not showing up as a husband and as a dad like you should. And you need to take some time to get that figured out. But I never, you know, was like, you can't see your son or you can't be a part of, you know, what we're doing or anything like that. So he was, you know, we tried to stay a unit as much as possible. Hence why I moved out here so that we could, you know, continue co-parenting. But he's grown a lot. He kind of, right after the divorce, he kind of hit rock bottom for a little bit, but I was always there. I told him I'm only one phone call away. I just couldn't continue being his wife if he couldn't show up as a husband. Yeah. I mean, when I tell people that, you know, I moved out here so my ex-husband could get a better job and be closer to his family, they're like, wow, you know, people in divorce usually hate each other and won't even talk to each other, much less, you know, move, or they think I want to get back with him. And it's like, I just want to do what's best for my son and being closer to my ex's family so that my son can see his grandma and his cousins that are his age and stuff like that. And then, you know, for my ex, he's been through so much. For him to have an opportunity with a better job and be close to family, like a support system, like if the roles were reversed and I was asking him to do that, I would want him to support me in that way. So I just kind of, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. And so, yeah, it hasn't always been easy, but as Taylor Swift says, hell was a journey, but it brought me heaven. You know, it's been a rocky road, but ultimately we're great co-parents. We're, you know, we show up for Robert every day and we, you know, we get along the best we can. And so that's pretty much all I can ask for. So.
That is so extraordinary. Like there's so much there. Paige, there's so much I want to dive into there, but I want to go back to, you know, when you were in the marriage and things weren't right. And because I think a lot of people, including myself, like boundaries can be something hard that we navigate in our life. And I'm curious as to like how you navigated that part, like how you knew something wasn't right and how you honored that, because that had to take a tremendous amount of courage. And I'm wondering, well, like, did it happen quickly? Was that an extended period of time where you grappled a long time? Like, what did that, if you're willing, what did that look like?
Yeah, it was a long time. It was a lot of, you know, trying to help him and him not wanting to get help. And, you know, talking with my friends and my support system, they were like, you can't continue to go on like this. He's not putting you first. He's not showing up as a husband. They knew that there was like a ticking clock on this relationship. But I had always said, like, my parents are divorced. My grandparents are divorced. I was like, I want to avoid divorce at all, you know, counts. So I was trying my best to keep things together. But, you know, at some point you have to say, like, how long can I do this? How long can I go on? And then I was looking at Robert, like, you know, is it better to have two parents in this, you know, living under the same roof that don't get along, constantly fighting, you know, resenting each other, or, you know, have us go our separate ways. Yes, he's going to have to do time sharing at two different homes, but like we're friends, we can get along. You know, he sees us happy communicating together. Like I just had to think about all those things. But yeah, it was a struggle. You know, I had asked him to go to therapy. I had asked him to do all this stuff and he would go to therapy and they would say, you know, why are you here today? And he would say, well, my wife is making me. So then they would call me and say, I don't think we're going to get through to him because he's not here for the right reasons. Mm. And then I would just feel so discouraged. Like, you know, I'm trying to do things that are going to help you. But with him, he's very stubborn and he just needed his own time to come to the conclusion, like enough is enough and I need to get help because I'm losing my family, I'm losing my job, I'm losing my mind, you know? So, yeah, I really tried my best to keep it together for as long as I could. And then I just was like, you know, it was right before the pandemic hit. And I just was like, I need a change. Something needs to happen because I don't see this going on for years and years where, you know, we're all taking the back seat while he just chooses himself over us continuously. And, you know, I just did what I needed to do. And I think we're in a better space for it. So.
That's amazing. Like for people listening, I want you to just like hear like your level of commitment in there to these other pieces in your life. I mean, I hear there was a commitment to yourself. There's a commitment to him and his health. There was a commitment to Robert, your son, and there was a commitment to this like entirety of like your marriage and your family. And I feel a lot of emotion hearing you share that because it really is a really big deal to be able to have like be in the midst of that hard time and that challenge and actually have the perspective to see these larger commitments and be able to make choices that are in alignment with that. And that's really one of the principles of lifepreneurship is alignment and really living in alignment with your values and making hard choices. And so I commend you. I commend you. It is inspiring to me the level of commitment you have for your family, even though you're divorced, that you can still have this level of, you know, family united, even though you're not together.
Yeah. And it is, you know, it's confusing for a lot of people to understand, even, you know, his family, like since moving here, I know it's like awkward because they don't want to ask like, are you getting back together? Are you not getting back together? Why did you move here? Like, what does this mean? You know, that people just like, aren't used to divorced parents being so, I don't know, committed or just like, you know, friends or co-parents or I don't know, but, yeah, it's not for everyone to understand, especially when I told my family, like I'm moving, you know, out of state so he could have this new job. And they're just like, you're doing that for him. And I said, yeah. And they're like, yeah, but you were so hurt by him and, you know, you divorced him. And I was like, yeah, but it's not really for everyone to understand, you know? And one of the aspects of the divorce was like, he needs something that's going to be a wake-up call. And no matter what I did and what I said and how I tried, it was never like dramatic enough for him to be like, okay, I need to get a grip here. So the divorce was not something that I was like, I'm going to throw it in his face or I'm going to do this. I'll show him. It was more like, I'm going to throw you a lifeline right now. You know, I'm going to do this for my sanity and my well-being and also for you so that you can really wake up and see what's going on here because you're not getting it, you know? So it was never supposed to be this like negative thing. It was supposed to be like a journey to my happiness and then also for him to really get the help that he needs. And it worked, you know, it worked. So.
Wow. Yeah. And here's the thing. When you live a life, when you really start to live a life in alignment with your values and true to your compass, nobody else can see your compass. So it is going to be confusing for other people. It is going to rub other people the wrong way. They're going to have ideas and judgments and opinions. And that's why it takes a lot of courage to really stand and live true to what you know you're here to do and be. And a lot of times that isn't going to look like what other people think. And yeah, that's the hard part, but it's also the really rich part, because ultimately we don't have to answer to all these other people. And sometimes people, you know, sometimes as humans, we adjust and contort ourselves for strangers in our lives and people that we don't even know or respect, right? We're contorting ourselves in our lives to, for what? Like, ultimately, we have to live with the choices and decisions. And like, I could, from where I sit, like, I can see that, yes, you moved for him, but you also moved for a much larger reason, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I knew, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be easy and all that. But sometimes you just got to try. You just got to go out on a limb and say, you know what? I realize that this might not work out or, you know, turn out how I thought, but if you don't try, you don't know. So, and this is, you know, I've looked at moving and starting fresh out here as a, just a growing experience. And also I love to, I'm very like competitive. I love to challenge myself. Like, this has been a challenge for me, you know, buy a house, go to a new town, try to make friends, like, let's see what I can do, you know? And so I'm kind of looking at it like that, like I'm up for the next chapter. I'm up for a new challenge. So let's make it happen.
I love that. I love that attitude. That just excites me because it is like our the greatest growth happens just outside your comfort zone, right? And so you have to get outside the lines and push your edges. And I'm excited to see, you know, where all that leads. So in all of this change and all of this newness and this spirit of, you know, I want to try new things and I want to create challenges for myself. How do you take care of yourself inside of that? Like, what are the structures or routines or rhythms that support you and your mindset and keeping that, you know, that positive frame of mind and approach?
Yeah. So one thing I love about my job and this kind of life that I created is it's so flexible that I'm able to do other things that I'm passionate about. Like, I love working out. I love reading a good book. I love being outside. This weather has been wonderful. Moving from Tampa, where it's like the surface of the sun, to somewhere that's not mm-hmm. as hot and humid has been great. So just taking care of myself, got a gym membership. I found a newfound love for spin class and, you know, cycling. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. Being able, you know, I bought a house in a neighborhood that has beautiful sidewalks. So I'm able to walk my dog every day and just think and kind of unwind. And there are just certain things that I've done recently. And, you know, like, having a social life is great, but it also takes up a ton of time. So now I'm seeing the positive and not like having plans every weekend. I'm trying to take care of my health more. I'm going to see a chiropractor regularly so that my body feels good, so that my mind can feel good, so I can sleep better. And just doing those little things to kind of take care of myself mentally and physically so that this new chapter can be everything that I hoped it's going to be.
So I love all of those things. So tell us how you keep this incredible positive mindset. Like, has that been something that's been with you since you were a little girl? Is it something you work on? Is it something you practice?
Yeah. So it's not always been like that. I have days where I'm like down on myself and stuff like that. It definitely comes in waves. But it's something that you have to remind yourself of, that you're worth it, you know, that things are, you know, we can always find negativity in something. We can always say like, oh, well, I was supposed to do this today and I didn't get to it, or just being hard on yourself, you know, whatever it is, your diet, your exercise, the way you look. I mean, you can always find things to get down on yourself about, but just trying to just see the positive in every little thing that you do. I mean, it sounds corny and stupid, but just keeping your head held high and remembering like how far you've come, is really important. Again, I'm not always super positive. We all have our days, you know, I have my days, but, just also seeing Robert and being positive for Robert so that he, can see that that's the better choice, I guess. Just, you know, being put in that role model type position reminds me every day to be positive and choose smiles, if you will. So, that's definitely been a major factor, is like being a positive parent in his life. So.
Well, and it's true. It is a choice. And, there's a story of like, it's like an old Indian fable or something about, you know, which wolf do you feed? And it's about how inside of us, we have the good wolf and the bad wolf. And it's like, you know, basically your experience of life and your frame of mind is kind of determined by which wolf you're feeding. And we both have, like you're saying, we both have both within us, but it's really a choice every day of how much, you know, energy and focus we're going to give to the bad wolf, right? And you're right. Yeah, it changes exactly. the quality of your day for sure.
And I try to, if I do have those negative thoughts, I try to turn them around into like inspiration. Like if I'm like, oh, I didn't eat well today, or I didn't work out today, so tomorrow I'm going to set this goal of like getting it done. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to make sure that it happens. So trying to turn that negativity into like motivation and inspiring myself to do better, you know, even in the next hour or in the next day, just trying to change the way I think.
I like that. It's like looking at the disappointment that you have in yourself and realizing that that's an indicator that your actions today maybe weren't in line with your larger commitments, and tomorrow you're going to commit to doing better. And I think it's important to be gentle on ourselves as we're, you know, also making progress towards the larger commitments in our life or things that we want.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, even like with a move. So, I sold my house. So my ex moved in January to start his new job, and I stayed behind because I needed to sell my house. I needed to take Robert out of daycare. There were just things, you know, I had to pack up and move, like all of that. And while he was gone, I got COVID. And so I was like extremely sick and, you know, trying to move and all that. And then, you know, I moved out here and I was living with my ex for a little bit in his apartment while I was closing on my house and doing all that. And I like, you know, gained 10 pounds, and it was just a ball of like stress and moving and being sick and not able to work out. And so now that I'm kind of out of that and settled in my house, I'm like trying to get back into like that healthy routine and working out and, just feeling my best. But yeah, it was rough there for a minute.
And it's amazing how much our routines, you know, and those rhythms have an impact on our, you know, mindset and well-being, right?
Oh my gosh, so much. I am such a like routine person, and being home, even when I go on vacation for like 3 or 4 days and I'm not in my bed and, you know, in my house and just have my gym and stuff like that, it's great for a little bit, but I have to have routine to be productive, to just feel good. I just rely on it so heavily.
What are your very favorite routines that make up part of your normal day?
I don't know if they're routines. I love, so I have a schedule for the gym. I do spin twice a week, yoga twice a week, and then weightlifting 3 times a week. I have
That's been, a lot.
Yes. but I love it. And you know, the days I do yoga are like my rest days. So, but I also have been trying to drink 100 ounces of water, and that has been, you know, a little bit of a challenge, but it's making me feel so good. It's clearing up my skin. It's just making me feel wonderful. And, I've been loving that. Making sure I take my dog for a walk, because it is like my quiet time. It is time for me to think, and she loves it. She needs the exercise. So, she's my buddy that I take on my walks with me, but I'm able, and I like come up with the best ideas too, when I'm just by myself outside with fresh air, walking the dog. I'm able to process things. I'm not, like overstimulated with a phone, with, you know, Robert, with just all these things that the world in my world, you know, I'm coming into contact with constantly. So I'm just out there, fresh air, sunshine, and being able to digest my thoughts and also come up with new ideas. It's so important. And I try to do that every day, weather permitting. What other routines do I have? I don't really have like a wake up routine where I wake up at like whatever on the dot or anything like that, but just going for a walk, getting my exercise in, moving my body so I can feel my best. And then this whole drinking water thing has really got me just mental clarity, feeling good, looking good. I don't know. I love it.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, I think these are, you know, sometimes I think we, you know, maybe forget to actually kind of take inventory of these things that we do in our life that are just really stabilizing and grounding, and that structure just, I think it really is life-giving. So I love that you shared all of that. Okay. So take us now into your business and the work that you do with clients, and just give us a sense of what does that look like? How do you help people? Kind of what are your favorite places to support people?
Yeah. So I've been a virtual assistant for 3 years. I've had over 65 clients in that time, which is one of the main reasons I love this type of job. And I'm so passionate about it because I've been able to work with so many people and so many different industries, do so many different tasks that support them. And so every day is unique. It's just different, you know, because people's businesses change all the time. And I really love it. So some of the stuff that I do, a virtual assistant, I do admin tasks. So I can, you know, get files organized for you. I can reply to emails. I can make sure your calendar is organized and you can stay on track through that. I support law firms. I support two law firms right now where I help to manage their clients. I send them like agreements to sign. I do all the invoicing. And then I have some clients that I pitch on podcasts. So they have, you know, they want to take their marketing to the next level and they want to reach new audiences. So I reach out to podcasts and book them as a host to talk about their area of expertise. And then I do social media. So I create different posts for the company's Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook pages. And I create all the content and get it scheduled out. And then I kind of manage their pages as well. So if anyone like comments, and I do all the engagement, stuff like that. So I've done a lot of different things. But those are kind of my main areas that I help clients, is just a lot of customer facing. So replying to emails, answering phones, making sure that the clients are taken care of so that the business owner can actually do the work. Say a law firm, they're actually, you know, doing the legal work while I handle the, you know, booking the appointments and doing stuff like that. And then a lot of social media, just because social media is so important these days for a small business, but it definitely falls by the wayside for business owners. Like, they don't want to come up with, you know, content ideas. They don't have time to sit in Canva for 2 hours and make posts. They don't, you know, a lot of the time they don't know about scheduling tools and how to use them. And they just don't have the wanting to sit down and figure that out, but they know it's a, important part of getting their business out there and branding and marketing and stuff like that. So I help in that area. And then podcast bookings. I've worked on a couple different shows in the background. So doing some podcast editing, doing the show notes, getting the podcast out on the air date, getting the graphics out, a lot of communicating with the guests, getting them scheduled, and making sure the show runs smoothly. And then also podcast pitching. So getting my clients on shows so that they can reach new audiences and talk about their brand or their product and just make more sales and do what they love. So it's been awesome.
Yeah.
I've done other things, but those are kind of my main ways that I help clients right now.
Well, and you keep people organized. You let them focus where they need to be focused while you're doing other things. And that creates so much other traction in your business. So my experience of working with you is you're so good at all of those things. And I've experienced quite a few of them. And the energy and passion you bring and the presence that you bring is, to me, like, just stands out. Because you can't train or teach that. And that, to me, that's what is so, like, you're good at all of those things. And you also have this energy and attitude and passion for what you do that just takes it to the next level. So if anybody's listening and needs support, I definitely recommend you checking out Paige's work and what she's doing. And so on that note, I know you had a couple promotions you wanted to share, and then definitely let people know where they can find you. And we'll have it all in the show notes as well.
Yes. And thank you for that. I appreciate it. Yeah. I feel like part of my success with this has been because I am so passionate about it. And when I get a new client, I absolutely do a happy dance, and I consider myself a part of their team, not just a contractor that's, like, you know, on Zoom in a different state, like, just doing the tasks. I'm not just a task doer. Like, I want to be part of your team. I want to bring new ideas. I want to push your business forward, you know, because I'm an entrepreneur as well. So I know, you know, what you struggle with. And if I have to do every single follow-up to make sure that the sale is made and the client is happy, like, I am passionate about doing that. So
your heart is in everything you do.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So where to find me? PaigeOnlineVA.com is my website. On there, I am running two different promotions. So my friend Dana and I, we started a small little company called The Invisible Office. And we actually took our experience from being VAs for the past few years and put our heads together and created booklets on how to start your own virtual assistant business. So in there, we have ways to get started, how to do it, links. It's very, like, interactive. You can click on it. It'll take you to different tools and ways to set up your business, how to find clients, how to network, just everything you need to get started. So right now, we are running a promotion. It's 25% off. And so it comes out to, like, $37.50 for three booklets. And we just figured it would be a great time because a lot of moms are sending their kiddos back to school. And so if they're looking to start a virtual assistant business or just do something while their kids are in school, this would be a great time. The other promotion I have is...
What a great idea that is. I love that you did that.
Yeah. You know, it's kind
of... I like the name,
you know,
too.
Thank you. It's kind of like I just put myself in my mom's shoes, right? Like, so my son is going to, you know, preschool, daycare, you know, whatever. And now the house is empty for a few hours. And, like, what am I going to do during that time? I'd love to make some extra money. So starting a virtual assistant business, you know, taking a couple hours a day and, you know, getting things set up, doing some networking, just getting yourself out there. We thought it would be a great opportunity for moms because, you know, some are so busy, you're traveling, you're, you know, taking them to camps and all this stuff, but back to school, we thought would be a great opportunity for, you know, anyone to start a virtual assistant business. So that's going on. And then, thank you. I recently became a HoneyBook educator. So HoneyBook is a software that has almost everything you need for a small business owner, right in one website. So it has like contract templates, invoicing, calendar, scheduling tools, project management, all in one. And right now they're offering, if you use my code, which we'll have in the show notes, it's just $1 per month. So if you're looking for something like that, or if you want to start a VA business, having HoneyBook by your side would be awesome as well. So for only $1 a month, you could check it out.
A dollar a month? That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. $1
per month. What a great promotion. Yeah, it's like a little start your own business package. What a great package. So I love that. We'll have all the details in the show notes that'll be on my website now. And so in closing, what does differently mean to you, Paige?
Differently means just choosing your own path and doing things that are true to yourself. When other people are saying it should look like this, it should look like that, you know, this is the way society is saying, just listening to your inner voice and saying, this fits me best. And this is what I'm going to do to create my own happiness, create my own everyday success. Like just listening to what your body tells you, what your mind needs, what your soul needs, and just choosing that way of moving every day, getting through your daily life, building the things that you want to build, doing it at your own pace, your own way, just choosing a different way, choosing your own way.
So good. What a joy and delight to hang out with you. Thank you so much for sharing your heart and your story and your journey with us. And everybody that's listening, check out what Paige is doing. And yeah, thank you so much, Paige.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Differently. I hope it stirred your thinking, and I invite you to take one inspired action from something that stood out to you. If you want to hear more conversations like this, hit follow on your favorite podcast app. And if this episode could impact someone you know, please share it and pass it along. Remember, new episodes drop weekly. See you next week.